This is a podcast from the Queen City Podcast Network.
It's the time of year where people are talking about making big change. One California mother says parents should consider putting their kids through a digital detox. We're asking that mom turned author about the impact screen time has on kids and why you may want to consider limiting time with tablets and smartphones.
The Silicon Valley geniuses who create these apps bake addiction points into them, and it's the same technology that casinos use to keep people addicted.
This is WBTV's Good Question. We are joined now by Molly DeFrank, author of The Digital Detox and mother of six. Molly, thank you for being here.
Thanks for having me, Alex.
Absolutely. Wanted to start with a little bit about yourself and your background. Tell me a little bit about why you wanted to write this book and a little bit about yourself.
Yeah, well, like most parents today, screen time was really stressing me out a couple years ago. We bought in early to all the devices, the tablets, you know, all of it. It felt like a great little solution to, it's a digital babysitter, let's be honest, right? But after several years of watching the fallout after screen time was over, you know, the kids turning into screen zombies and throwing these tantrums, we began thinking, gosh, there's got to be a better way. And so a couple of years ago, about 4 years ago, we pulled the plug completely and it was like magic. It was like flipping a switch. We got our kids back and it changed everything for us. So I've been helping families ever since then. And we can really do this thing. Anyone can do it. You can break your kids free. It's not forever. It's a 2-week cold turkey break. And then you make a new long-term plan to put technology in its right place.
Wow, that is so interesting. Tell me a little bit about the kids, their ages, and how old all of them were when you decided that something needed to change.
Yeah, well, at the time we had 5 kids and the 2 oldest were in 2nd and 3rd grade. I was homeschooling those guys. I had 2 3-year-olds, a new foster placement, and it was insanity. It was not a perfect time to take on something new and to make my life harder, but we did it anyway because, you know, like most good parents, we were monitoring screen time. We were setting timers and we still saw these negative effects and we knew something had to change. So we did it anyway and we took the leap and it was truly the best parenting decision we made today. And so that's why I've been helping families. I've helped thousands of families get through this issue. They all say the same thing. This blew our minds. I can't believe how quickly this worked. I can't believe how much happier my kids are, things like that. And it's really, really simple. It might not be easy, but it's really simple.
What was the straw that broke the camel's back for you? Or was this something that was building for a little bit of time where you eventually hit a point where you're like, we're changing this?
Yeah. You know, I think for a couple of years, as soon as the screen timer would ding and the kids would fall apart, it was these nudges over time, like something's not right. This doesn't happen when they transition from a puzzle to coloring, but it happens after screen time. They can't transition to a different activity. And so we knew something was different, but it wasn't until one day I came home from running errands and one of my sweet, precious children greeted me at the door, not with "Hi, Mom," but with "Can I play on your phone?" And I was like, that's it for me. This is not okay. I'm like a digital heroin dealer right now. Like, what is going on? This is not right. And so as soon as that happened, that was the straw for me. I called my husband at work and I said, we need to take a break. He was all about it. He's like, look, you're the one who stays home. You're going to bear the brunt, but let's do it. If you're in, I'm in. So we told the kids that night at dinner and it did not go over very well. I'm going to be honest with you. They were really upset about it, but it was worth
it. I was about to say, I'm sure they were. My wife and I have
a lot of tears.
I bet. My wife and I have a toddler and he's, you know, about 16 months and already he seems like he just is enthralled by the smartphone. What do you think it is about the screens that captivates these kids?
Well, yeah. And it's such a hard thing for parents, especially with little wiggly kids. It seems like magic. You hand this device over and they're hypnotized. And we also think, well, gosh, they're learning so much because look, there's educational apps. Well, first of all, there's no real standard for calling an app educational, number one. And number two, the studies show that kids learn so much more through a loving caregiver than they do through these apps. But really the issue is that the Silicon Valley geniuses who create these products, they bake addiction points into them. You know, it's I don't believe that their purposes are evil, but their purposes are they're money driven. They're trying to create a profit and they're really good at their jobs. So they can keep these kids scrolling, tapping, playing because they've baked addiction points into the games, into the apps. And it's the same technology that casinos use to keep people addicted to the games. And meanwhile, we're handing these to our kids. One interesting thing, if you look back at how these tech geniuses who create this technology for kids, how they parent their own kids, they are the strictest parents when it comes to their own kids' screen time. Steve Jobs would not let his kids near an iPad. So it's really important to do a little research and say, are we buying into what's real or are we buying into the marketing?
Yeah, that's a really, really interesting point. So tell me again about the point where you told your kids, you know, we're making a change here. How did you break that to them and what was the strategy?
Yeah, we told the kids at dinner that night. We said, hey guys, we're trying something new for a little while. Until further notice, no TV, no Netflix, no YouTube, no video games, no tablets. We're taking a break. And they flipped out, but we listened patiently and we said, I understand it's hard to give up something you love, but we're trying this thing. I know it's new. You're not being punished for anything. We're going to try it for a little while and see how it goes. And they were so upset. It was very scary. That was by far the hardest part. If you can get through that conversation, you can get through anything. But what happens is on the other side of that conversation, the kids came to terms with the fact that, well, we don't even ask for anything. We told them, you'll get a chore if you ask. We're not doing that right now. And by the next morning, they started playing with each other and playing longer independently and playing with the toys on their shelves because they knew it was a non-starter to ask. And that's when the magic happened. Their creativity exploded.
That is so interesting. Was there any pushback from any of the kids? Like, you know, it sounds like they adapted fairly quickly. Were any of them, you know, struggling or saying, please, 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 please give me the phone?
So in our home, thankfully, no, they understood because we laid the groundwork up front and we told them, don't bother asking. This is not negotiable. This is a thing we're doing. And we could do that because our kids were 10 and under when we did this thing. It does get a little bit different, a little bit trickier. There's some slight changes that need to happen if you're doing this with tweens and teenagers, because your parenting role sort of shifts a little bit as they get a little bit older. But for our kids, no, thankfully. Now, there are a lot of parents who have helped coach through their detoxes and they report, yeah, the first couple of days were rough. It was like, it's like when you potty train a little kid and the first couple of days are a mess and no one can go anywhere, but then something clicks and they figure it out. And that's what you're going for, is getting your kids to troubleshoot their own boredom. What we want to do is we want to give them these tools to practice when they're out in the real world and they hit a wall of boredom or problem solving. We want them to practice that now so that it's a skill they know how to do. You know, entertainment is not a feasible solution to boredom for the rest of our lives. So we want to give our kids the tools they need rather than numb them out and entertain them.
Yeah, that's really, really interesting. Did you have like a set list of activities and ideas that you could present to the kids rather than, you know, what they normally be doing with screen time? Were you saying, well, how about we do this instead?
So there's a little give and take there. Part of the method that I use that I lay out in the book that I wrote, Digital Detox, is, you know, it's an acronym, UNDO. You're going to undo the tech transfer your kids. So the U stands for unplug cold turkey 2 weeks. We just talked about. The N is notice your kids like never before. Feed those gifts that are not related to screens. And the D is what you were just talking about. Develop a list of screen-free fun ideas. So you're going to sit down with your kids shortly after you break the news to them, and you're going to brainstorm. What are we going to do these 2 weeks? Let's think about it. And you're kind of showing them you have what you need inside your brain, in the world around you, the raw materials you have to create, to make, to fix, to do. And you're kind of getting them exercising that. What can I do? What can I make? What can I play? And you're also going to throw out some ideas too, but they might need their mom and dad to get them started a little bit, to give them a couple of ideas. But most of the time, what we see is that kids really thrive when they have some freedom and some raw materials and screens are off the table. They will really flourish.
Not sure if you laid this out in the book. Is there any impact from friends or neighbor kids coming over who are used to having a lot of screen time? Do you touch on that in the book?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And, you know, the book is so much more than just screens. It's about really taking back that parental influence, that parental role that for our generation of parents, I think we've sort of made this shift to accommodate our kids, to kind of give into their whims and make life really easy for them. And we need to kind of snap out of that because it's not good for our kids to do that. It's not equipping them to go out into the real world. You know, we want them to try and learn and fail and get back up again. And so you're really giving them this huge gift. So we actually experienced that during our own detox. I talk about this in the book. One of my kiddos had a friend over for a play date, and this kid really wanted to play Minecraft. And she said, well, I'll play on this computer and, you know, my daughter can play on that computer. Like, or in the living room. And I'm like, that sounds like a waste of a play date to me. Here are some ideas. You guys could bake cupcakes. You could go jump on the trampoline. And there was disappointment visibly in her eyes, but she said, all right. And they moved along. So, you know, they will adapt. They will absolutely adapt. But one tip to get to kind of make your life a little easier is if you're thinking about taking this on as a parent, grab a friend, grab a relative, grab a neighbor. Talk to them, say, do you want to do this at the same time as us? And then your kids have that camaraderie with people. They're like, we're going through this. This stinks. Oh, well, what should we do now? And they will figure it out and it'll be great.
Yeah, that's definitely an interesting tip there that I could see working for a lot of families. Were your kids, like, once they went the 2-week period without any digital, you know, toys or screens, what was the process like of reintegrating technology?
So we extended our detox we didn't tell our kids it was going to be 2 weeks. We said until further notice. So we were able to extend it. So I recommend if your kids are young enough and you can do that, if they're like under 10 and you can say until further notice, do that. Because if you want to extend it, then you have the freedom to do that. Again, with older kids, you can't really do that because they're like, when can I play my video games and when can I talk to my friends and all that. So again, it's just a little different, but when you get to the end, you're going to make a long-term plan. You and your spouse, if you have one, you're going to huddle. You're going to say, what did we like about the detox? What did we not like about it? Where did we see gaps? Like, gosh, technology, digital entertainment was helpful during this time. Or we love bonding as a family on these movie nights. And that's great. Work that into your long-term plan. We don't even monitor our screen time that we spend as a family watching movies because that's great. We use technology to digital entertainment. We use it to connect with each other. We use it to create. We don't even set timers. We don't stress out about that. We're doing it together or to make things. What we really wanted to get rid of was isolating and consuming with our technology. That's where the studies even show that that's what's making kids depressed and anxious. That's what's killing creativity. So rather than the main course, which is what's happening for most kids growing up today, their digital entertainment, they're on those things for 8 hours a day. That's a main, it's like eating a full sugar diet, you know? And so what we wanted to do was take it all away, do this elimination diet. And then, you know, once in a while, it's like a treat. It's an accessory. It's not the main course. So that's really what we did. It's about getting technology back in its right place in your home. And as parents, no one is better positioned to do that than you. And I want to help parents do that. That's why I wrote the book. It's all the tools you need to do just that, to put technology in its right place.
What changes did you see in your own kids after you made this big switch?
I think my favorite thing was our three oldest kids, their favorite hobbies before our detox were three different video games. And that didn't raise any alarms for me. I thought, that's just kids today. That's how they play. Well, after the detox, their favorite hobbies had nothing to do with devices. It was, you know, football and cooking and drawing. And I didn't know that they had these gifts and these unique wirings that were just waiting to be cultivated and waiting to be fed. And, you know, sometimes they just need a little bit of help from mom and dad, a little nudge, a little bit of supplying, going to the library, picking up a book about watercolor painting and some new paints and watching them thrive and letting them hit those friction points and the stress and then troubleshooting and trying again. And so that was the best thing for me is identifying, getting to know my kids like never before.
What's your pitch to other parents if they're skeptical about this? Why should they consider trying it?
It will change your life. It was the best parenting decision we made to date. You will get your kids back. If you're raising kids today, chances are you're stressed about screen time. 85% of parents are stressed about their kids' screen time. So you're not alone. There's no shame in this thing. You know, we are the first generation of parents who are raising kids where screens is such, I mean, it's never been like this before. You know, this is not Saturday morning cartoons and Pac-Man. These are games that are so immersive and so addictive. And we really need to just roll up our sleeves and get in there. And you're giving your kids such a gift to equip them, to make them indistractable, to make them resilient, to feed their creativity. So it's well worth it. I promise you, you won't regret it.
That is awesome. Molly, where do folks find the book?
You can find the book anywhere books are sold. Amazon, Barnes & Noble. You can get it online at Target.com, Walmart.com, Books A Million. Yeah, I'd love to hear from you if you order it. I've got freebies for you if you go to my website, mollydefrank.com/detox. Lots of free stuff, including sample scripts, how to break the news to the kids, including a sample device contract. You know, if you've got older kids and maybe you gave them a phone or you're thinking about it, I've got a contract. We used it with our own kids. It's really helpful. Lots of fun free stuff on there.
I was about to say that brings up a good point. Did you have to approach it differently for the various ages, or were they all young enough that they kind of all got the same spiel?
So for our kids, when we did it at the time, they were 10 and under, and it was pretty much the same spiel. But you know, I've helped a lot of parents who have older kids too. And we've had teenage foster daughters in our home. And so that's actually my favorite kids to do this detox with, because you see the transformation. These kids are starving for connection and real connection, not that like pretend connection that's really kind of voyeurism of social media that's called connection, but it's not, you know. They're starving for someone to look them in the eyes and listen to them and talk to them and hear them and connect with them. And so this detox is so powerful. It's such a gift to give your kids. And I think you'll absolutely love it.
Molly, anything else before I let you go?
I just want to encourage you, if you're a parent, you can do this. I know it sounds terrifying. That's what holds most parents back from doing something drastic. If the status quo isn't working, if you're monitoring screen time and you're still seeing negative effects, try it. You won't regret it. You could do anything for 2 weeks. Do it. Try it. You got this.
Molly DeFrank, author and mother of six. We appreciate the time. Great conversation.
Thanks for having me.
Absolutely.
WBTV's Good Question is a product of WBTV in cooperation with Queen City Podcast Network and Balto Creative Media. From WBTV, Good Question is produced by Jack Vandertal. Special thanks to Jamie Bowl. For the Queen City Podcast Network, WBTV's Good Question is produced by Brian Baltashevitz and Maria Delgado. Production coordinator, Taylor Robinson. It is recorded at the Queen City Podcast Network studios in Uptown Charlotte.
QueenCityPodcastNetwork.com.